This news update's being brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. The Interfaith Council's Clothe the Child program will be held on December 2nd and 3rd at the Free Methodist Church located at 165 Pigeon Road in Bad Axe for the annual clothing distribution event. For the first time, eligible families and individuals will be able to select their clothing items directly from the donations, aiming to provide greater choice and dignity. The invitation highlights mandatory sign-up process that was due November 21st. Community partners are encouraged to share the opportunity and direct interested families to the organizers, Sherry Maurer, at 989-315-1202, or Charlene Skoviak at 989-712-0370 for more information. Huron County Board of Commissioners approved some purchases during a meeting yesterday. Approval was given to purchase a workstation for the Friend of the Court's office from Thumb Office Supply for $6,395. Of that cost, $2,622 will be taken from the Public Improvement Fund and $3,733 from the Friend of the Court Fund. Approval was given to purchase a new vehicle from Thompson Chevrolet for $30,117 for the Sheriff's Department. Commissioners also approved Burkhardt Plumbing and Heating to convert one of the drinking fountains in the county building to have a bottle filling station at a cost of $2,944 and to hire Dan Brown as a seasonal part-time attendant at the ice arena at a rate of $15 per hour. He starts his duties immediately. U.S. Senator Gary Peters helped secure new federal investments aimed at expanding food assistance and supporting Michigan's agricultural industry through recent enacted bipartisan appropriations legislation. The Agriculture, Rural Development, Food and Drug Administration and related agencies' Appropriations Act delivers funding for key federal programs such as SNAP, school nutrition initiatives, and WIC, which also provide resources to strengthen food safety, boost research, and improve rural infrastructure across the state. Additional provisions include substantial funding for agricultural research, dam safety, rural broadband, and support for victims of domestic violence and their pets through grants and housing programs. These measures are designed to enhance nutrition, safety, and economic resilience for Michigan families and farmers in the coming year. And we will return right after this.
This is Jason Hansen, loan officer from Bayport State Bank. On behalf of all of us at Bayport State Bank, we'd like to congratulate the Harbor Beach Pirates football team on an incredible season and their well-deserved trip to Ford Field. We also want to wish the Harbor Beach Pirates the best of luck in Friday's game against the Hudson Tigers. The Pirates take the field on Friday, November 28th at 9:30 a.m. at Ford Field for the Division 8 State Championship game. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, are proud to serve the communities we call home. Supporting local athletes, local families, and local businesses isn't just what we do, it's who we are. When you bank with Bayport State Bank, you're choosing a local team that cares about you, your future, and our community. So stop into one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Open an account and see what real hometown banking is all about. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. A fiery truck crash on a stretch of Interstate 95 in Virginia caused major backups for holiday travelers, with authorities reporting that the collision forced lane closures and required an extended cleanup, while state transportation officials urged drivers to use alternate routes and plan for delays. And a large fire engulfed several towers in a residential complex in Hong Kong's Taipo area, with local media and authorities reporting dramatic flames and smoke as firefighters worked to contain the blaze and evacuate residents, though early updates did not apply immediate detailed casualties. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member FDIC.
Shop locally this holiday season, keeping your money in our local economy, and buy American. As you make this a red, white, and blue Christmas, WLEW gives you a chance to also make it a green Christmas. Visit area merchants, enter your name in the WLEW luck bucket to be eligible for the $1,200 shopping spree.
$1,200?
A budget boosting $1,200 Christmas shopping spree. Must be 18 to enter, no purchase necessary. This is going to be more fun than a Grinch knock-knock joke. Who's here?
Register to win the $1,200 shopping spree from the following businesses: Amy's, Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, Pigeon Hardware, Heist Flowers, Sure Pharmacy, Bailey Insurance Agency, and Sure Vision Center, all of Pigeon, Gary's Car Care, Elkton Motorsports, Air Force One, and Thumb Hardware Appliance, all of Elkton.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.